All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
John, how can we help you, sir?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call today. You know, I'm having a hard time with this girl I went out with. We had a lot of fun, you know, nice dinner. Hung out for a long time. And, you know, I really thought that we had a connection.
Yeah.
But now she's not getting back to me.
Okay.
So, I mean, there was like a little incident, but like, I don't want to bring it up and talk about it, 'cause it wasn't like that big of a deal. So, maybe you guys could call her up and see what's going on. And if she brings it up, then we could talk about it.
Here we go.
Again,
there was this little thing, but I don't want to say it in case it's not that.
Yeah.
So.
And 96.9% of the time, it is that.
But again, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okie dokie, sir. Hang on, then. Well, I'm not even gonna ask, because you're not gonna tell us, but we're gonna find out what it is anyway. I can already see how this book is going. So hang on a second, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10
with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to John.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great date with Gina. Did anything happen on this day? Because Gina's not calling him back now. I'm just saying what we said to him. And he goes, there might have been something that happened, a small incident. That's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell you guys in case it's not that, because I don't want to embarrass myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've heard that before.
We have.
I feel like we're going to call Gina. And if she picks up the phone, that thing that you don't want to tell us, John, she's going to tell us. So before we do that, why don't we just skip ahead and you tell us what it is?
It wasn't anything too bad.
I can't wait to hear you do the panic defend yourself thing. All right, stay quiet, sir.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gina?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gina, this is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, but... can I explain to you why we're calling you? It's for a good reason. Somebody gave us your number, and it's all good things. We got your phone number from a gentleman who wants to go on a date with you. Now, that's right. And you know this guy. We're going to tell you his name, so it's not like a weird blind date type of thing. Basically, the reason we're calling you is if you agree to go on a date with him, we'll pay for wherever you want to go. His name is John. You already went out with him before. Remember John?
Oh, I do remember John.
Yes.
It's hard to forget John.
Yes. Now, so where do you want to go?
Probably to hell before I go out with John again.
Okay, then.
No, can I just say, so listen, we spoke to him and he said that you guys had a great time. And then he said that there was a small incident that happened, but he didn't want to tell us what it was. Because he doesn't think it's that big of a deal, whatever it was.
He probably doesn't, which makes it all the more disturbing.
Can you tell us, just so we can get back to him and say, hey, listen, she's not into you, and this is why. All right, so what was it?
Sure, I'll tell you everything.
Oh, listen, beautiful.
We did have a good date.
Mm-hmm.
We met at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting at the table. We're waiting for the dessert. And this this guy comes up out of nowhere. And he's like, hey, are you done, blah, blah, blah? And he's like, yeah. And he sits down and he goes, well, now you've been served with your divorce papers. And he turns around and walks away.
What?
And I was like,
oh, no.
You're married? So here's this guy who never told me he was married. I don't want to have anything to do with him.
Wait,
I don't go with married people, okay? And then to get your, then to not think it's a big deal to be served on a date.
What did he take? Really he took the papers and then said, I'm getting the cheesecake. What are you getting?
I knew that was it.
Yeah, John's on the phone and he heard what you said. And
so, John. Seriously?
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, I would hope you would have known.
Look, but like, this is being completely overblown. Like she's crazy. Just know my ex-wife is crazy. If you would have just brought it up in the course of conversation, I would have told you everything. But you never did.
Oh, really? So in the course of conversation, you had enough time to tell me that your mother and father are still together and your mother's named after your great-grandmother, Victoria, that you crapped yourself at a sorority party in college, that your first dog's name was Fido, which is a stupid name for a dog, and that your favorite color is purple, which is a weird color for a boy to like. So you told me all of this crap, and you didn't mention at all that you might be married?
What? So is there anything else we should know? Before we ask her if she wants another date, I'm guessing she's going to say no. But anyway, is there anything else you want to lay out so she won't get...
Yeah. You know? I have a question.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have herpes? Because apparently I have to ask specifically everything.
I mean...
Because you don't, if I don't bring it up, then you're not going to tell me. So I might as well just throw that out there.
No, well, first off, most people have herpes, and it's just not the good one.
Like, what is happening right now?
That's a yes.
Yeah. I'm throwing up in my mouth right now.
Gina? Okay, so now we everything's established. You know everything about him, including the fact that he's on the verge of getting divorced and that he may or may not have an STD. Would you like to go on another date with John?
I'm going to give that a big fat no.
Okay.
And I might call his ex-bitch up and take her out to dinner just because she had to put up with him for so long.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Being dirty in bed is such a magnificent experience. You know, the stank, the stickiness, all that disgusting good stuff. Well, 96.9% of the time is good, because when you hear the Second Date Update on the 10th tomorrow, you're going to get a whole different meaning of being dirty in bed. 8:10.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR 281332.